New research shows that a dietary supplement, sometimes taken by athletes, may be effective in treating radiation sickness. The drug company studying the compound will present the findings today at a scientific conference in Georgia. Radiation experts say this drug and others being developed could greatly reduce the number of casualties in the event of a nuclear attack. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki killed over 100,000 people. Many were killed by the blast, but a large number died from radiation sickness. Dwight Stickney, a radiation oncologist with the drug company Hollis Eden, says bone marrow cells get hit particularly hard.
Bone marrow is suppressed from making normal blood elements. These blood elements are white blood cells, which help you fight off infection. They're also platelets, which help you stop bleeding, and red blood cells, which prevent you from becoming anemic. All three elements are greatly affected in lethal radiation.
The company has been studying a hormone they call Neumune. The compound is actually androstenediol, sometimes taken by athletes hoping to build bigger muscles. Stickney says there's no proof it works for that, but in the lab it has been shown to stimulate bone marrow cells. In the latest study, performed with the Armed Forces Radiobiology Research Institute, scientists gave large doses of radiation to 30 rhesus monkeys. 10 monkeys were injected with the experimental drug, and 90% of them survived. The survival rate in the other monkeys, which were untreated or given a placebo, was 55%. Stickney says this was a small study, so they can't be sure of the drug's effect, but he says it looks good.
I'm very excited. This is the first time that any compound known has been able to stimulate all three elements of the bone marrow and has been shown to have great advantage in survival benefit in monkeys that have been irradiated with lethal radiation. It's impressive, and I'm very, very pleased.
Armin Ansari, a health physicist with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says these results look promising, but he says he would like to see long-term follow-up on the health of the monkeys. Radiation from a bomb could damage more than just the bone marrow.
After a blast, the whole body is exposed to radiation, and there are damage to other organs of the body as well, such as the gastrointestinal tract, liver, lungs. Beyond that, long-term effects would be cancer.
Ansari says research is reaching a point where medicine will be able to treat people who have been exposed to large doses of radiation. Potassium iodide pills can help protect the thyroid. Injectable drugs like this one could help bone marrow cells recover. And there are other agents that might help mop up harmful chemicals in the blood that have been produced by radiation. But their effects are all limited.
You see headlines like radiation drug, radiation antidote, things like that gives people a false sense that there is a cure-all for radiation. So it's important to point out to your listeners that there is no such thing.
The government is stockpiling vaccines for anthrax and smallpox. Anti-radiation drugs could be added to the list. Albert Wiley is director of the Radiation Emergency Assistance Center and Training Site. It's part of the Department of Energy and is responsible for preparing for the possibility of a nuclear bomb going off somewhere. He favors stockpiling some carefully chosen drugs.
You have to be very careful and study very carefully what you want to stockpile, because remember, you're talking about large amounts of very expensive drugs, and so we have to be very careful in selection of what particular drugs we do want to stockpile.
Wiley says the new drugs on the horizon are encouraging. In the future, he says, if a nuclear bomb were to go off somewhere, the resulting casualties could be much lower than they were in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But as a day job, he says, thinking about all this stuff is still pretty grim. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.